mankind basically needs three things to survive: food, water, and warmth. I've been told that if you ever get stranded somewhere, desert, island, the Arctic Circle, so long as you have an adequate supply of two of those three, you can survive for a long time. However, if you're short two of those three, you will soon die. Peter will, in our text, talk about one thing that is vital for our spiritual survival. Lacking it can be devastating to our soul. 1 Peter 4:7. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. You may notice that Peter doesn't tell us why prayer is so important, since the end of all things is drawing near. He leaves it to us to fill in the blank. But Scripture, in many places, forcefully explains the power of prayer. And Peter himself was very familiar with the consequences of failing to pray. The Lord had, in the upper room on Monday, Thursday, warned him that soon a great battle for his soul and his faith would take place. He told him that Satan had asked for him that he might sift him as wheat. The Lord also told him, however, how to prepare for this battle. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. This was the weapon that Peter had to prepare for this battle. Yet sadly, Peter failed to make use of it, and he fell into great sin, and perhaps even unbelief for a while. But thankfully, the Lord did not forget to make use of this great weapon. He prayed on Peter's behalf. I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Christ knew that prayer had great power to comfort and to strengthen, to prepare and protect, and to answer doubts and worries. That is why he turned to it often, and when he was in need of comfort and strengthening. And the same thing is true for us. The Lord has promised to answer and hear our prayers as well. In many places, Matthew 7, ask and it will be given to you. And James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. This is why Peter exhorts us to be self-controlled and sober-minded, so that we make regular use of prayer and receive all of its great benefits. We are to discipline ourselves and our children so that we make regular use of prayer and so that we are not intoxicated, with the result being that we fail to make use of prayer. Now, lest we be tempted to think that that doesn't apply to us, remember that there are many ways we can be intoxicated and enamored besides for drugs and alcohol. We can be intoxicated with movies, with television, with video games, with sports, with friends, with hatred, with love. These things and many others just like them can so fill our mind that we don't have a thought to spare for prayer. For example, I can easily become obsessed with a good book. All I can think about is what's going to happen next. I think about it in the morning, at work, at home, while my wife's trying to talk to me, at night. What I'm not thinking about is the fact that the end of all things is drawing near. What I'm not thinking about is how I should be making use of prayer. Pray, so that I might not enter into temptation. Pray for my neighbor who does not believe and who will go to hell on that last day unless he comes to believe. Pray for our pastors and missionaries. Pray for patience and wisdom in the controversy I'm facing with a friend or a spouse. Prayer is a key weapon in our daily fight as Christians. Yet how often do we tend to neglect it like Peter? Yet when we do so, it is as if we were deployed to Iraq and left our gun at home. We are forgetting a valuable weapon, and the end of all things is drawing near, and prayer is vital to our soul. Make sure to use this great weapon so that you do not lose the reward that Christ worked so hard to obtain for you. That work began 6,000 years ago when God created us and planned out our salvation. Since then, God in Christ has been carrying out that plan every minute of every day. 2,000 years ago, the cornerstone of that plan was laid when Christ lived for your righteousness and died for your sins. And someday, which is approaching ever near, that plan will be consummated when Christ returns to take us to be with Him. For the sake of Christ who saved you, do not neglect so great a salvation by neglecting God's word and your prayers. Amen. Conclude with us singing hymn 463, stanzas 1 through 3 of 463.